Zach Williams has toured in Europe, North America, and even played in prisons. He's back with a new song. It's called Less Like Me.
A little more like Jesus, a little less like me.
Let's go a little deeper in the song and find out what he's up to. Zach Williams, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. You know, I feel real good when your song comes on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tell us a little bit more about Less Like Me.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the song, I wanted to put a song out there that just kind of told people, hey, I'm just like everybody else. I think a lot of times, I know just from talking to a lot of other Christian artists, a lot of times we kind of feel like, you know, people put us on a pedestal and think that, you know, our lives are perfect and we have it all together. And we're so far from that. You know, I have so many days that I miss the mark more than I hit the mark. And that's kind of what this song is about. Like, I'm working every day to be more like Jesus and less like myself.
Has the whole global pandemic thing sort of amplified that message for you a little bit?
You know, I think it has. I mean, when you just kind of look around and see the shape that our country and our world's in a lot of times, and I think the message is, I think everybody, if they could be more like Jesus and less like themselves, I think a lot of things would fix themselves. You know, and I know for me, just kind of going into a new year, that's kind of the message that I wanted to put out to people, you know, that were kind of making those commitments and resolutions this year. It was like, hey, what if we all just try to each day, like, better ourselves to be more like Jesus and less like, you know, the things that we did the day before.
And without being able to tour, I mean, are you still hearing from people how the song is really impacting them?
Yeah, you know, we were really, really surprised when our radio team put this song out, kind of uploaded it for, I guess, for radio to check it out. We had so many stations contacting us saying, hey, the day after Christmas, we're adding this song. And I've had so many people send me messages and reach out already, like, that just love this song. And I've been kind of blown away because I didn't know. You know, I think every time you put a new song out, you're just kind of like, how are people going to respond to this, you know? Because this one, for me, was a little different than some of the ones I put out in the past. You know, I wanted something that kind of felt fun and uplifting, you know, but still had the message in there that was kind of what I wanted to say. And a lot of times, you just don't know how people are going to respond to that. But everybody that I've heard from it just loved the song. So I'm thrilled right now.
How have your family and you been during this whole time? How have you been keeping busy?
We've been great. So my wife homeschools our kids, and so nothing has really changed on our end with that. So that still goes just like it's always been. We probably spend a lot more time on Netflix and Prime Video and DoorDash than we ever have in our life, you know, ordering food and things like that, trying to keep ourselves, you know, healthy. But, I mean, we've all been great. It's been a great time for me to just kind of, like, be with the family this past year and just kind of rest up and just to get ready. I mean, I'm ready for this new year to start, or I'm ready for the new year and kind of what it's going to bring. So,
yeah. Have you not played somewhere yet that you still want to?
I want to go to Australia.
Hey.
Yeah, I would love to go to Australia and play some music.
How come? Just to compete with Joel and Luke Smallbone?
I don't know. No, I've always been fascinated with Australia and their culture over there. Me and my wife went to Europe last year, the year before last, I guess I would say. And we went on about a 17-day trip to Europe, and we met some people from Australia while we were there that we kind of became friends with, and have just kept in touch. And so we've been talking about, you know, going over there. But I would love to be able to go over there and play some music as well.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be fascinating. It's a scary place. Those animals, everything there is scary in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You gotta come be on your toes.
Sleep with one eye open for sure. Zach Williams' new song is called Less Like Me. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Zach.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.